Pour moi, tout a commencé le jour où les Last Poets se sont réunis au Marcus Garvey Park à Harlem, le 19 mai 1968, jour anniversaire de Malcolm X, quand ils ont commencé à scander leur poésie, politique, révolutionnaire sous fond de percussions africaines, semant les graines de générations de celles et ceux qui s'affaireront bientôt à faire jouer au chat et à la souris leurs rimes et leurs rythmes. The Last Poets, Two Little Boys en 1970.
Have you seen the skinny little boy that chases the white ghost at night?
Have you seen the little boy?
Face puffed up, tracks in his arm, and his mind blown. His mom is somewhere drinking and talking about survival. Pops in jail or downtown in the Y. The little boy chases white ghosts with his friend, and they get high.
And they get high.
And they get high.
And they get high.
Like cloud nine, where everything is fine.
No responsibility.
Have you seen two little boys running past you with a lady's purse? They stole the black one's purse the other day. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, face puffed up, tracks in their arm, eyes popping out of their skulls, and their minds blown, and they get high, and they get high, talking about tripping, talking about flying, talking about getting high, getting high. Have you seen two little boys sitting in Sylvia's? Stuffing chicken and cornbread down their tasteless mouths, trying to revive a dying heart, shrinking lungs and wasted minds. Have you seen the sickness of our people? And all the while we parade around in robes of our ancestors and wisdoms of the universe. And all the while there are children dying, chasing the white ghost. Whitey is dying and his fucking ghost is killing us. Oh, beautiful black hands, reach out and snatch the death out of the youth of our nation. Oh, beautiful black minds, create the world for children to play with life and not with death. Oh, beautiful black brothers and sisters, come together and create life. Come together and create love. Come together and create.